This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Let's go to Greg in Oregon. Greg, let's talk about Antifa, social media, executive orders, and the election. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, number one, the reason why there are so many Antifa-style people or Antifa-leaning people. Well, if you have a box of roosters and worms, and you take the roosters out of that box by force, the worms are going to look around and see only other worms and think they're winning. This is what happened on Twitter and Facebook. When they banned conservatives, everyone going into Twitter saw nothing but liberals and thought, oh, well, the whole world must be liberal. So that swings people's decisions in certain ways, because if they never hear from our side, they're never going to have all the information.
And that's why they're trying to ban and eradicate Proud Boys, because Proud Boys goes out and defends women and children being attacked, kicks the ass of the little professors that want to beat up women and children, and so now they still won't show up, and still Proud Boys is still showing up.
Amen. Okay, my second point is that VOAT.co/V/QRV/2850253, a very well-written article regarding an executive order written on December 21st, 2018, which allows 45 days after the election, the Department of Homeland Security is going to have a report on election fraud showing foreign interference. Now, the definition of foreign interference is largely illegal aliens voting. This will come before the new Congress convenes, and it's a sting operation.
Well, let me say this. Yes, Trump needs to take action, and I want to ask Roger Reed, the best way to give out stuff is not its URL, if it's a long URL. The best way to give it out is the name of the article. So we can pull up what you're talking about. What's the name of the article?
What will happen to address voter fraud? We have it all. It's on VOAT, V-O-A-T dot com.
Got it. What will happen to address voter fraud? We have it all. Thank you. We'll look that up. Thank you, sir. Roger Harrison, you want to comment? I mean, Trump's got to get serious. He's got to start addressing the nation. He's got to admit Democrats aren't Americans. They say you can't be a nationalist. They fundamentally hate the country. We have to admit this is a outside invasion force, not just the illegals, but the Democrats themselves. We have to go after this illegitimate election. He has to start indicting the Democratic leadership. These are criminals. I mean, that's what his duty is. We're at war with an outside force. What do we do?
Well, the single most important thing he can do is to ensure free and full access to an unfettered internet. I mean, in all honesty, if we don't have the ability to communicate, then we cannot possibly win in any realm. That's why our project, WriteTrump.com, which, by the way, is really moving along, in which we are trying to collect right here at InfoWars 1 million individual letters to the president demanding that he order the Justice Department to take antitrust action to stop the monopolistic racketeering practices of the big tech giants who are seeking to shut down not just InfoWars, but all conservative sites, all Trump supporters. Decapitating conservatives and Republicans at Facebook, Reddit, Twitter, not to mention what's being done to InfoWars. You can take direct action right now. Alex Jones personally has agreed to pay for the postage for your letter. Go online, sign your letter to the president. You can even write in your personal PS, and we will print it out. You can print it out and mail it in. But we will also print it out, put it in an envelope, and mail it to the president. Take action. You can do it right now.
That's right. Roger, I will be talking to you, obviously, during the war room today, 3 o'clock, and as this all unfolds with Mueller and all the craziness. But what a time to be alive. Thank you for joining us.
Good to be here.
And all these callers are on subjects that Vox Day can get into. We're going to get into the EU, the Brexit theft, huge developments. We'll get to everybody that's holding now. I'll get to you. Cameron and Michael and Chase and Kim and Jerome and Marco and everybody. When we come back, though, the most shocking racist brainwashing of children by leftist, basically a communist Girl Scout group funded by the left. Wait till you see what they're teaching young minorities.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Vox Day, the best-selling author of SJW is Always Lying. SJW is Always Double Down, and he's a very popular, successful rebel comic book company owner, and that's where the real fight for the minds of our young people is going on. He's going to ride a shotgun with us here in just a few minutes. You'll be with us for the rest of the segment, Harrison Smith, and we've got your calls coming up, too, on the election stealing, on Brexit being stolen, on what should Trump do next. We're all going to have this discussion fast-moving here in the third hour today. And then in the fourth hour, Doug Hagman, always informative of the Hagman Report, will be hosting the fourth hour. But right now, Harrison Smith, you did a report on this yesterday during the War Room. It's up on InfoWars.com. Tell people what they're about to see.
Well, you're about to see a video called The Radical Cram School. It's a video series that's documenting sort of the reaction of this, like, communist Girl Scout group. It's by a comedian, but this is not a satire. This is them indoctrinating kids in real time. You see their real reactions. And as outrageous as it is, as this is, it's not far off from what's being taught in our schools everywhere. And so
this is re-education camp stuff. Like Hillary said, we need camps for, you know, conservatives and adults to make them, you know, learn that they get you in these groups and they introduce these horrible ideas. This is what CNN's saying. White people are inherently bad. The West is inherently bad. Having a nation is evil.
Oh, yeah.
You know, every other country for other people, but, you know, nothing for Americans. So this is them completely rolling out the culture war that the Democrats talked about in WikiLeaks.
Oh, yeah. No, this is Nazi-level indoctrination, and this is, without hyperbole, the most racist video I've ever seen in my entire life.
What they do is they do things like hold up a Harvey Weinstein, so he's been demonized. For other people, go, well, they'll agree he's bad. He's a serial sex abuser. But for the kids, they don't like him because he's a white man.
Oh, you.
But it's okay because they're Asian kids and black kids, so it's so avant-garde and so cool. And again, even most minorities aren't racist like this. This is the globalist literally trying to create total division. Here's part of the sickening YouTube series.
Welcome to Radical Cram School. We're going to learn about social justice, revolution, and how to be powerful in the body that you have. Hello, my young comrades.
Hi.
I'm going to show a picture. This is my way of figuring out if you've been tainted by the patriarchy.
Patriarchy?
What?
Oh,
I knew that.
Who do you think it is?
It looks creepy.
Why?
There's just, like, this thing about white people that just makes me feel like...
Stop right there.
And I'm cool.
This is real. We're going to get Vox Day's take on it in a moment. What is the new board member, who's also an Asian woman, there at the New York Times, said whites are inherently evil, goblin creatures that live in holes. She can't wait till we're all extinct. And this is kind of the new ruling class. It's going to be like Asian women that are leftist. But then Harvard says they've got too many Asians and Asians are bad. So, again, they want to divide every group against each other. This is truly sickening. Continue.
Like, is there, like, right there in a pool? And I'm just, like, walking into the pool and they just give me the death stare and then I'm just like...
So this guy was.
So that's an important
pool.
Thing. Hold on, we
back it up 10 seconds.
There.
Yeah, they're teaching children to act weird and creepy when you see a white person.
Yeah.
Then that person's going to think you're looking at me weird, which creates that confirmation thing where these kids really think white people are inherently bad.
Right. I mean, this is like a cute little 7-year-old Asian girl.
She's back it up 15 seconds.
She's never gotten a death stare because she's Asian. She lives in America. She's never gotten that. What she has gotten is constant indoctrination telling her white people hate you, white people think you're gross. So then when she sees maybe a facial expression, maybe someone looks at her, you know, anything like that.
They're putting massive chips on her shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it's right there. You can see that is her natural reaction.
But if you go to Asia, all the different Asian groups hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
China's killed 115 million of its own people, but no discussion of that. It's all how the big open Christian society is bad. But we've got to go to our guest here and get his take. But just let's try to not respond too much. Go ahead and roll it.
Like, and they're, like, right there in a pool, and I'm just, like, walking into the pool, and they just give me the death stare, and then I'm just like...
So if this guy was in the pool, you would moonwalk out. Yeah. Does he look like a good guy or a bad guy?
Bad guy.
Who do we think this is? Make a guess.
Oh, Dumbledore!
Dumbledore! Who is he married to? Who's your guess?
Katy Perry.
What do we know about him? What do we know about him?
He's dead. I'm
fighting
the president.
I want to fight.
Imagine this is a group of white kids being shown black people.
How do we feel about this wall?
It is blocking opportunity for people that don't live in America to come here for a better opportunity.
And
see, that part's pretty poignant, too.
They've been loaded with these.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad came here and my mom came here, too.
And pause again. My dad and my mom are good. Yeah, and this country let you in, and now you're an American which hates America and has been taught that we're trying to block opportunities from you, which are being taught everything belongs to them for the communist takeover. Continue.
My dad came here, and my mom came here, too.
They came here from where?
Cambodia.
Oh, wow.
Cambodia.
Wait, pause. Where the communists killed almost everybody.
Khmer Rouge, killing fields, yep.
But now you've been turned into hating the country that saved you. Okay, let's continue.
That they came from all the way to Cambodia, and this is what they get to look at on the TV screen all the time. It is Hello Kitty. What is she missing?
Where's her mouth?
No, her mouth. Why doesn't she have a mouth?
The people who created her didn't want Asian girls to speak up about their who they are. Yeah, to speak up about who they are.
Very profound.
Very profound.
So if Hello
they're rewarded for repeating the mantras and the platitudes.
And this goes on to the colleges, the high schools. They're teaching your kids that you're not a boy, you're not a girl. This is total abuse. This is a criminal psychological warfare takeover.
It's absolutely child abuse. It's absolutely. And you'll notice that, you know.
I love you.
Oh.
That's sort of the
end. Meanwhile, it was communism, you know, killed her grandparents in Cambodia, but it's okay.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, well, you heard that other girl when they. When they said, what do you think about the wall? And she said, it stops people from enjoying the opportunities of America. It's like, I don't think it was rehearsed. I think this is just the mantra. This is the, you know, indoctrination, the platitudes that they're taught. If you
sure,
don't.
They were indoctrinated at home.
Right, exactly.
And mom is watching MSNBC all pissed. God, the whites are out to get me. This country's so freaking horrible.
Yeah.
She's going to be communist even though I fled that. Let's go to Vox Day. Vox, I tell you, this is so far gone that if the left and the globalists win, it's making whites become racially based. It's destroying the egalitarian contract, and whites will have to form white homelands. So this is the absolute attempt at destruction of the country, Vox.
Well, yeah, it's been baked in the cake since 1965. When you look at the opening of the United States to the rest of the world and the change of the immigration laws and naturalization laws, this was the inevitable outcome. You know, this is what the norm for most of the rest of the world is and has always been.
Exactly. They're all racially or culturally based, and they all, whether they're Asian or whatever, kill the group that isn't in their tribe. And so we are Christians. We bring people in and think, oh, you'll be like us. But the left comes in and goes, no, we're going to program them to go back to what they came from, which will be a winning strategy.
Yeah. No, I mean, look at just the beginning of that. They're literally holding up pictures of Jewish people and having all the kids go, ew, gross, look. I mean, that's literal Nazi.
And that was exactly very sickeningly done. Vox, this is next level.
Well, there's no question. And what I think was particularly interesting about it, and it's something that I think that those who are focused on the left-right dichotomy and the white-black dichotomy tend to miss, is that there is absolutely a Jewish-Asian rivalry in general, and a Jewish-Chinese rivalry in specific that is beginning to play out in the United States and Canada. If you look at the lawsuit that is taking place against Harvard, if you look at what is beginning to take place in both the video game and the movie industry, what you see is Chinese money coming in and competing with the traditional Jewish money interests, while at the same time there's a pretty intense rivalry going on for the limited number of places at the Ivy League universities.
Stop right there. This is why Vox Day is so smart, and you are as well, Harrison. I was told this 10, 15 years ago, high-level Hollywood, and now it's coming out, but it's in the Chinese news. They kind of carry the Hitlerian idea that Jews run everything, and they see that as the rival group they're targeting, and now you're even seeing it in a group of young Asians being brainwashed. This is so sophisticated. This is the real stuff, folks, you're getting here. This is not the whole pop thing you see or the cool ultra-right-wing thing hating Jews. This is what's really going on. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, I'm not really proud of this designation, but at the same time, I'm proud that we've told the truth and done the right things to have the establishment give us this designation. We are the most demonized, the most lied about, the most hated group, because with our guest and the whole compendium of what we do at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, the radio, the TV, the films, the special reports, is exposed the real power structure of the world and the different competing groups that want the general public to be totally unaware of this. And the fact that the globalists have decided to bring down the West. Now, Vox, you got us some intriguing things there. Vox Day joins us. Again, you can go to voxday.blogspot.com and Voxversity on YouTube. And he's got Alt Hero, the comic book company that we sell his great comic books that sell off and sell out constantly when they come in. Alt Hero. We'll cover that more and take some calls coming up in the next segments. But Vox, getting into, everybody thinks about America as the only place in the world, but there's 7+ billion people outside of this, and the real rivalries and the real tribalism that goes on, and you were getting into China and its rivalry with planetary, in their word, Jewry, and all the rest of this. So from your deep research, what's really going on?
Well, the West is in decline. The West has been in decline more or less since the early 20th century. And so this is a topic of a great deal of concern from the leaders of the West. This is also a great deal of concern to the various tribes and nations outside the West, because some of them see this as an opportunity and they see it as a way to exercise their national ambitions. Others see it as something to fear because they have perhaps been defended by the dominance of the West. And so it's happened so subtly that a lot of people don't even recognize that it's happened. But the United States is no longer a global superpower. You know, even during the Cold War, the United States had more ability to effectively intervene around the world than it does now. But we've now reached a point where China is a regional power that is stronger in its region than the United States.
And by the way, the Pentagon put a report out yesterday saying just this, that we're no longer the dominant force.
Yeah, I mean, they're acknowledging what those of us who have been paying attention to this for the last 20 years already knew. You know, the late Jerry Pournelle created an excellent science fiction series. It was part... it was part fiction and part real. He would get, you know, leading military thinkers to contribute actual articles, and then you'd have short stories that would sort of illustrate them. It's called There Will Be War, and we published, he published 9 of them. We revived the series, and he and I put out Volume 10, and we're planning to continue the series in his honor with Volume 11. But when you look at the way that the military balance changed over time, you can even see in the late 80s how the balance of power was beginning to shift. And so now the United States is not only not the global superpower, but it's not even a power equivalent to what it used to be after the end of World War II.
And let's be clear, we could have been the total power, and we promoted freedom and strength and didn't sell out, but it was parlayed into a global order for corporations to try to have some type of dominance into the future, but really they've just handed power to the communist Chinese and others, and I want your view on this, but expanding on that, if you pull back and you look at it, when China gets dominance, which the CFR has been planning, as we just showed on screen, by 2030, that means we acquiesce to their regulations, their censorship, and we see big tech already doing it. So it just doesn't mean that we're not the dominant power. It means the best part of the West, freedom, private property, all of it, it's gone. It's going to be gone. It's going to be hellish. And I see Trump trying to stomp the brakes on this, and I just see the psychically poisoned population basically begging for their own destruction. It's very, very sad, Vox.
Well, I think that you need to keep in mind that the globalists are not as in control as we sometimes imagine them to be.
Oh, I totally agree. Kissinger says they're always trying to control and get power out of a new order.
Well, not only that, but to a certain extent, they're riding a tiger. And, you know, when you put yourself at the front of the parade and you're riding on the back of a tiger, it looks really impressive. But that doesn't mean that the parade is necessarily following you. And it doesn't mean that the tiger isn't going to eat you.
I agree.
And so I think that China in particular is a very, very dangerous game for the globalists of the West to be trying
to control.
Well,
they should have never allowed it to have all of our energy and power. I mean, they set it up. Well, give me your view then on how they set it up and said Chinese century coming and did all this. And then, of course, they thought they had seats at the table. I think the tiger's already thrown them off, or the dragon's already thrown them off.
Yeah, I think that if you look at the way they were totally focused on trying to break the dominance of the Christian West.
Yes.
And so that's why you've seen this centuries long assault on Christianity. And so it's very common when you have a dominant and powerful enemy to not really pay too much attention to whoever you have to team up with in order to defeat them. And so I think that to the globalists who wanted to overturn the Western order, the Christian European order, they were thinking, well, you know, the Chinese, they're just, you know, they're communists, they're atheists, they're not Europeans. You know, we can handle them, because you got to keep in mind, as powerful as China looks to us today, you know, China was prostrate before the European powers.
Tens of millions of dead, broken up by European powers for hundreds of years in colonial sectors, no running water in 98% of the country just 60 years ago, exactly. And so there was such a spiritual obsession with dominating the power of the West by the globalists taking it over, that even though they'd already taken it over, they still had to spike their own weapon in some dumb ritual of their power, and then they just destroyed the main engine they had.
Well, exactly. And I think that the biggest mistake that they made, and I think this is very typical, I think the biggest mistake that they made was one of arrogance. They thought, well, we're just so much smarter than everyone else. But what people have never realized is that the Chinese have a very high level of average intelligence. You know, they are a very smart people, and simply being able to access the information base of the West was really all they needed in order to catch up very rapidly. And so,
and we're, you know, very easy to buy off now because we're not Christian anymore and really have no values other than hating America. So the left is tailor-made to help merge with the Chi-Coms and destroy their own families.
Well, not only that, but the West has been really weakened and you know, just to understand, you know, I've been a civic nationalist myself, you know, for many years. We all are to a certain extent, and that puts all of the peoples of the West in a weaker position when you compare it to the very highly tribalistic nations that are coming out of the East.
No, that's right. Let's talk about that when we come back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, Vox Day is a really smart guy, and he doesn't do a lot of other interviews, so I'm glad he comes on with us. And I've read a lot of what the globalists write, and I've read a lot of what the communist Chinese write, and I've read a lot of what the Russians write. And there really is this weird leftist anti-Christian system, because that was the old dominant system, was Christianity in the West, where they just are always at war with that, when that's a system that creates wealth and innovation and success. So they're destroying the very system that actually let the occultist and the weirdos and everybody do what they want, But now they want control over speech. They want control of everything. They want their own weird authoritarianism that's all diametrically opposed to Christianity. It's really Satanism. And then meanwhile, here come the Chi-Coms who won't let any of their leftist propaganda in any of it, who kill gays, who, you know, everything. And they're just marching in, buying up Hollywood, buying up the debt, buying up control of everything. And this clash is coming. This clash is expanding, and the Chi-Coms are allied with the authoritarian EU. We've seen the big Brexit betrayal. Vox is in Europe. So Vox, big picture then, these different power structures, get into the most important points you want to make to people, because folks don't understand. We tune into CNBC or MSNBC or ABC, you're getting politically total dribble that has nothing to do with anything except confusing people and sabotaging culture. They admit in their own documents. And then it's so frustrating to read what the actual controllers say, as you do, as I do, to know the reality that no one should be for this. Not even anti-Christian, you know, crazies. But they still just don't care because they have been raised into this cult of hating the West. So how do you see all this unfolding?
Well, you first asked me to give my advice. And so my advice is to let go of your assumptions. All the assumptions that you have about how people should behave, and start looking at how people actually do behave. You know, especially those of us on the right, we tend to have a very romanticized view of Enlightenment ideals, American Revolutionary ideals, the Constitution, etc. And that's fine. You know, that's ideals exist for a reason. But where you make a mistake and where you get into danger is where you start submitting or start substituting your ideals for reality. And so what we are beginning to see is that a lot of the ideas and the ideals that we in the Christian West believed were universal are not, in fact, valued by most of the rest of the globe. And so we also need to recognize that we don't make the rules anymore. The game that we're playing has different rules than the rules that applied when the West was completely in charge. And so that's going to be a very difficult process and maybe an impossible one for people of our generation, you know, for the average person of our generation. You know, our assumption has always been that, well, nobody would want to do something that stupid because everyone would be worse off. Everyone would be more poor. But if you look at what the big tech companies have done to you, if you look at what the companies like Facebook and Twitter and PayPal are doing, they have essentially transformed the digital economy into a third world economy. And what I mean by that is they have created an economy where contracts don't exist. Reliability does not exist. Accountability does not exist. You don't know one day to the next whether you're going to be able to buy something or pay something. That is literally the description of a third world country, a third world economy. You know, Hernando de Soto, the economist, has won a number of awards for pointing out that one reason why the third world is so poor is because they have no contract law and there is no reliability to business transactions. And that is what we have created with the internet economy now.
And it's not just a third world model. They're going to a third world authoritarian, strongman rule or after the fall of the Roman Empire when it just became emperors, where the left from any time it wants to now can just punish whoever it wants along ideological lines, which creates an echo chamber in the left to make them even more extreme, more bullying, and more out of control. And the slippery slope, just in 6 months, there's been more censorship and more harassment and more deplatforming and more removal of people's right to commerce than we saw in the last 100 years combined. So we're going down the slope now, and if we could, you know, stop it, punish them, pull back, engage in economic warfare against the Chinese at this point, and cut them off at their legs, we could have some chance to parlay in the future. But instead, the majority of our people either don't care or actually have been trained like baby ducks who've imprinted on globalist propaganda to hate their own mother and father and those that take care of them. They literally want to cut their own heads off despite their face.
Yeah, there's a cartoon that expresses it very well where there's a individual sitting on the branch of a tree, and he's high up off the ground, and he's busily sawing at the branch of the tree because he hates the branch of the tree, but he doesn't realize that he's going to fall down as soon as he finishes cutting through it. And that's the position that the left is in. But the problem that we face on the right is that we cannot and will not be able to convince them that cutting off the branch is a bad idea. They don't believe us. And they wouldn't be on the left if they actually had the capability of accepting logic and being able to correctly anticipate the consequences of their actions. And so, a lot of people describe me as being, this far right extremist, whatever. But the reality is, I'm simply watching what's happening, comparing it to what's happened in the past, and just observing the obvious. The things that I'm talking about are not things that I want to happen. They're things that are happening and are going to happen.
Well, sure. Take the globalist left. They think they're going to ally with radical Islam into the future and dominate the world. When radical Islam is going to slit their throat so fast, it'll make their head spin.
Well, that's one bizarre thing. Another bizarre thing is you see writers like David Spengler. He called himself Spengler. His name is David Goldberg, actually. And he's constantly writing about this amazing respect that the Chinese have for the Jews. And every time I read his article, I think, David, they see you as their main rival. They're not going to team up with you against the United States. Their whole goal is to dominate both parties. And so, it boggles my mind that so many people somehow think that they're going to finesse and maneuver their way around these massive historical forces and these great nations that have survived for millennia.
Is there any path out of this? Is there any way to reach a brainwashed leftist to stop sabotaging their own nest? Is there any way to get through to them?
I don't believe so. And let me explain my justification for saying this. I was interviewed by the largest comics site about 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And they wrote a 17,000 word interview where they went into incredible detail, mostly because they wanted to inoculate themselves against being accused of somehow sympathizing with me. So basically, they would ask a question, I would answer it, and then they would explain that why they disagreed with it. So it's very long. And one of the things that we disagreed about was I said that there's no way to negotiate or compromise with the SJWs, with the radical left. And this poor editor, he said, no, I think you're wrong. I think, we can talk like this. If we can talk, everybody can talk, and so forth. So the article ran, and the next day...
Hold on, cliffhanger. The article ran next day. We'll recap this straight ahead. I meant to go to calls. I apologize. We're out of time. We're going to come back more with Vox Day. This is Rip.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fox Day, we're getting into all these subjects. We carry all the hard copies of the great comic books that are very politically incorrect. They're not even really that hardcore, but that's why they're so triggering. But they're very well done. We carry the first four in the series. Some new ones are coming out. They sell out very, very quickly, but we do have more in stock. He's got a new book coming out next week in the digital copy. We'll be carrying it as soon as it's a hard copy. And that's Jordan Nettick's A Journey into the Mind of Humanity's Greatest Thinker. You know, they claim he got censored at his university for saying that there are men and women and no other genders. I think the guy sounds pretty smart on many levels, but then I noticed that they never censor him, and they push him, and they promote him. And then, you know, he said, oh, Alex Jones, they bet off more than they could chew censoring him. But then I also see his little cohort, people that run with him, working with him, you know, really not saying a word about the censorship and going along with all this. So I have no hard on for, you know, in a bad way for, you know, Jordan Peterson, but I do think it's important to see the system really embracing him. It's kind of like Peter Joseph, that's a fake name, with the whole Zeitgeist movement that we were told was the, you know, second coming of Christ, and the UN having him at meetings and all this, and there's going to be a magic computer that puts you in a plastic sports stadium, and there'll be no more money, but the technocrats will run everything. Well, that's what the globalists want. That's what Michael Bloomberg wants. And that guy said, you'll be sent to a re-education camp. He talks in a voice like this, Alex. I'll come back on if you apologize. I never said it'd be sent to re-education camp, though he did say it on air. So I mean, I do see when something's being pushed, kind of like the Q movement was being pushed and said that, you know, stay with the plan. Sessions is great. He'll never be fired. And then, oh, but I'm a Fed. I'm going to be arrested. I mean, I talked to high level folks as high as you can go. They couldn't stand Sessions, what was going on. But, oh, magic Q, magic. So, I mean, there is a Q smell to Jordan Peterson. Let's spend a few minutes on that and then back into big picture and where you think Trump's going.
Well, I think that the book might change your mind about Jordan Peterson. In fact, as we speak, he is at the 42nd annual European meeting of the Trilateral Commission. And so if you want to talk about globalists, Jordan Peterson is essentially constructing their new religion, their post-Christian ethic. And so that's what the book delves into.
Well, no, I mean, I understand the establishment likes him, and I understand that he's enticing conservatives and nationalists right now with one construct. You're saying he's someone else entirely. So, and I believe you, and I see evidence of that. Quantify why you're saying he's so dangerous being set up as their new Timothy Leary or their new super guru. And I can't wait to read the book. I mean, quantify, and I am aware he is at the trilateral meeting right now.
Yeah. Jordan Peterson's primary goal is to save the human race by ending war. And he has decided that the cause for war is group identity. So therefore, the way that you stop war and bring peace is to eliminate all group identity and bind everyone together.
Well that's the exact globalist plan. But then he attacks all these fake identity politics groups that are leftists. That makes us think he's our ally. But really, all the identities must go.
Precisely. He's a gatekeeper. He's like Ben Shapiro. If you notice, ever since William F. Buckley, the right keeps being offered these opinion leaders whose sympathies are at least partially in line with the globalists. And so that's why, you know, you log into YouTube and it constantly throws Jordan Peterson and Ben Shapiro videos, even though you've never watched one. I mean, you know, I log on to YouTube and it's got Ben Shapiro this, Jordan Peterson that. You know, I only watch Owen Benjamin and Stefan Molyneux and Mike Cernovich, and yet their videos are never ever recommended to me. So we know who's being pushed. And what I wanted to do with Jordanetics and what I believe that we've done is, you know, simply show exactly what it is that he's talking about and what it is that he's advocating, because he hides his real message under this word salad that is very, very difficult for the average individual to penetrate.
Well, I'll tell you this. He does have that super arrogance of the left and that just super ego thing. I mean, I could sit here and do the show and put on those mannerisms and be the whole time. And you can see when someone is just like trying to project. And I only see that type of behavior from bad actors generally.
Well, you can't fully understand Jordan Peterson unless you see this 1977 article from an Edmonton newspaper. And he's 14 years old and he has this incredibly punchable expression on his face. And the headline is, "I won't be happy until I'm elected prime minister." And so, you know, this is somebody who is pathologically ambitious and yet pretends to be post-ideological, not interested in politics, above it all. There it is. You know, and the amazing thing is he came within 13 votes of being elected the vice president of the regional party. So, yeah, this is a highly, highly political, highly ambitious guy. He's actually the equivalent of the really annoying person on your student body.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He has that spirit of people lusting for power.
Precisely.
And so he fits in. So I didn't even know that about him and the 14-year-old deal and all that. So you can tell, obviously, for that position, there's been grooming going on behind the scenes. And notice how he just explodes onto the scene. Like take InfoWars. It took 15 years to get it to a big level. and all these other people that took all this time. This is suddenly just boom, and he's supposedly anti-establishment, but then he's not.
Well, the thing that's kind of funny is that Peterson's been trying to sell out most of his life. He just couldn't find any takers until recently. So, you know, if you are a fan of Jordan Peterson, or if you're close to someone who's a fan of Jordan Peterson, I would highly recommend that you read Jordanetics. We're going to put it on Kindle Unlimited and everything, just to make sure that as many people can get access to it as possible. But, you know, you can't possibly understand how crazy the guy is and how crazy his ideas are until you actually read them for yourself.
No, I get it. Like any cult group or any political system coming up, it puts out something that's the outer area that it's telling you it's about once it gets you lured in. And I've certainly seen that. But as you said, I know when something's being force-fed. And I know when something's being blocked. They're fighting around the clock to try to block us. They're totally trying to block all the guys you also named. And that's because we're not conforming to this. And that's really the big guide. I mean, look, any QAnon crap was being force-fed everywhere. Now look where that went.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of us wanted to believe that Q was correct. And we wanted to believe that there was that Trump was going to actually do something, as opposed to constantly threaten and bluster, and then in the end not necessarily deliver. Like for example, today the headline in Drudge was talking about how Trump says he can throw out the entire press corps. Well, okay, great, but go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and don't argue this stuff. Take action.
Exercise the power.
Exactly, because all the posture. I mean, don't get me wrong. Donald Trump is a great president.
Absolutely. He's facing such aggressive criminality from the globalists. He's got to really take the gloves off.
Exactly, and I think that's difficult for somebody who is by nature a negotiator.
And exactly, and he keeps thinking, hey, this is good for everybody. Why would you want to sell America out like you said at the start of the show? This doesn't make sense. We have the power. We could parlay it to something better. They're like, no, we are a spirit. We want to mount America's head on the wall. We hate you, too, because you're strong and smart and actually negotiate and are chivalrous. We aren't chivalrous. We are scumbags. We are part of the chicken crap dimension, and we're here to F everyone over.
Well, that's why I keep telling people, you need to play by whatever the rules of the game are. I'm a gamer, so that's second.
So that means we've all got to become election officials and pick big counties that we control and then absolutely steal the election, because that's what the Democrats do.
If that's what the rules are, then play by the rules. It's not a difficult concept. The important thing is to stop claiming that the only correct way to play football is to run the ball, and we can't use this unfair technique called the forward pass. Can you imagine?
They've broken the social contract. Doesn't mean we're going to now do what they do, but we're in a new ball game, and that's what I've been saying. It's like these people are now in total criminal mode, and we've got a serious situation on our hands. Vox Day, thanks for all the time. Amazing. Come back anytime we can get you. Congratulations on everything. I want to read Jordanetics. I want to order 10,000 of these babies. Give me a really good deal on them, and I want to promote this, because everybody asks me about Jordan Peterson, and all I see is demon energy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.